Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once again, everybody, we are back on the airwaves with another edition of Jumping the Gun. I'm Derek Gunn. Last year, as you guys know, Daniel Shahbazian and I, he was referred to Brother Dan last year, but he's grown up a year, so now he's Daniel Shahbazian. He and I would predict the wins and losses around the NFL. And Daniel, how are you now?
I've been good. I've been preparing for this moment.
Why?
Oh, I'm ready from after last year?
Embarrassing
last year.
Well, who won last year?
You won last year.
Wait, say it again?
You won.
Say that one more time?
I cut it off at two. You go two.
Of course I won last year. I'm supposed to win. You still have a long ways to go before you catch up to me, man.
Nah, I got you this year.
You think so?
Yeah, I got you this year. Well, I'm pretty confident.
As you sit across the table from me, I see you are armed with tooth and nail with notes. And of course, hey, thanks everybody for listening each and every week. We hope you guys will continue to listen and subscribe to Jumping the Gun. And we're going to get this thing rolling. But before we talk about the matchups for week one of the 2021 NFL season, Brother Dan's throwing me for a loop. He wants to do the over-unders on the win totals. So we're going to quickly go through each team and quickly talk about the win totals and then move on to the upcoming matchups for week number one. All right, Brother Dan, who do we have?
Yes, sir. We have the Chiefs at the top of the list. The Chiefs are at 12 and a half wins this year. Do you take the over or the under?
I'm taking the over. They won 14 last year. I'm taking the over.
And another thing we have to keep in mind this year, every team plays 17 games this year.
Yep.
So that's another thing to keep in mind. I'm also taking the over with the Chiefs. I actually think they're going to win 13 games this year, so just over the 12 and a half. Next, we have the Bucks at 12 wins.
I'm taking the over there.
Okay. I'm actually taking 12 wins. I think they're gonna be right at 12 wins this year.
Ooh, so push.
I'm taking neither over or under.
Okay.
The Ravens at 11 wins.
Oh, that's gonna be a tough one. They're hurting, but in that division, wow. I'm gonna take the under here. I'm gonna take the under with the Ravens.
The under. So you think around 10 wins?
Yep.
Just over 500. I'm gonna go with. I don't want this to be a cop-out, but I'm also taking 11 wins for the Ravens, too.
You're going to take 11?
I'm taking right at 11 for the Ravens.
That's a cop-out, by the way.
It'll spice up a little bit here. We have the Bills at 11 wins.
I'm taking the over for the Bills.
I'm also taking the over for the Bills. I think they're going to be better than they were last year, and adding Emmanuel Sanders is only going to help them. The Rams at 10.5 wins this year.
Ooh, I'm going to take... Ooh, in that division? Ooh! Let's see. Matthew Stafford, Rams... their defense was number one in the league last year. I'll take the over. I'll go with the over there.
All right. I'm also going to take the over there. I think Matt Stafford is a significant upgrade from Jared Goff.
That remains to be seen.
We'll see. We'll see. We have the 49ers at 10.5 wins.
Over. Definitely over. If that Niners defense stays healthy, I'm taking the over.
Now, this is an easy one for me. I'm taking the under. I think it's going to get ugly for Jimmy G early in the season, and we're going to see a lot of Trey Lance this
year.
Okay, all right. So we'll see a lot of growing pains with the Niners this year. The Browns at 10.5 wins.
That's a tough one. They made the playoffs last year. Good learning experience. They're loaded. I'm going to say 11. I'm going to go over for that. I'm going to go over. 10.5. I'm going to take the over.
All right. I'm also taking the over with the Browns. I think they're only getting better, and that defense is going to be very good this year. The Packers, your Packers, at 10 wins this year.
Oh, you know I'm taking the over. 13 win seasons the last 2 years, and now they got Randall Cobb back to go along with Aaron Rodgers to appease him. Yeah, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I'm also taking the over. I'm not sure about the Packers when it comes to Super Bowl contention, but they're a great regular season
Bite
team.
Bite your tongue.
As they have been the last few years. So I'm taking the over with the Packers also. The Seahawks at 10 wins.
Ooh, I'm right at 10 with the Seahawks. Okay. I'm right there at 10. I have some questions about their defense, but I'm right there at 10 with Seattle.
I'm going to go over. I think they get 11 wins this year. Just off of the strength of having Russell Wilson as your quarterback.
Okay.
I think he just gets you 11 wins this year. The Patriots at 9.5 wins this year.
I'm taking the under. I think Mac Jones is going to be a good quarterback, but he's going to go through some growing pains. So I'm going to stay the under.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the under, and for the same reason. I'm not sure what we're going to see with Mac Jones yet.
Yep.
The Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers at 9.5 wins.
Wow. Justin Herbert, Chargers. You know what? Every year you expect the Chargers to do something that they disappoint you. So I'm going to go under.
All right.
Take the under.
This is going to be the team that I'm with this year. I'm going over on the Chargers, and I'm a big believer in Justin Herbert.
I'm on a teeter totter with that one. And you know what? You might be right. That team always disappoints for some reason.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true. They've proven me wrong a lot of times. The Dolphins at 9.5 wins.
I'll take the under.
All right.
I'm going to go under with the Dolphins.
You're not sure about Tua?
No, I'm not sure about him. No. Yeah,
I'm also not sure about him either. I'm also going to take the under with the Dolphins. Saints at 9 wins.
Jameis Winston at quarterback. I'm right there at 9. I'm sitting on the fence at 9 for the Saints.
All right, cool. I'm going to take the under with the Saints. I think they have more problems than just Jameis Winston. I'm not 100% sure about that defense. And some of those linebackers are getting a little older.
Plus, so Michael Thomas is banged up.
That's true.
Yep,
Michael Thomas is also banged up. And they just let go of Latavius Murray, which I found interesting. I'm going to take the under on the Saints. Titans at 9 wins.
I'm taking the over on the Titans. I like that team. I'm going to take the over with them.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're so low on this with 9 wins. They got better from last year. They're adding Julio Jones. I'm also taking the over. Colts at 9 wins.
Colts at 9 wins. Some guy named Carson Wentz, quarterback in that team. T.Y. Hilton could be out for like 5 to 6 weeks. One of his main pass catchers. Got a great defense, though. Again, that's another push. I'm right at 9 wins with the Colts. I'm right there. I don't trust Carson Wentz. Let's just put it like that.
You don't have to tell me about that. But the Colts, as with many Eagles fans, I'm rooting for Carson Wentz to play the whole season and for the Colts to be bad. So I'm taking the Colts under here.
Okay.
So that the Eagles can get that high first round pick. The Cowboys at 9 wins.
Under. I like their offense, but their defense is too many suspect spots. Under.
Definitely. Wow, you didn't even have to think about that. I'm going to get killed for this. I'm taking the over, Cowboys. I think
they're going to have to score a lot of points.
And I think they can.
I do too.
You get CeeDee Lamb, you get a healthy Amari Cooper, and what looks like to be an in-shape Zeke Elliott.
True, but we don't know how that ankle is going to hold up for Dak.
That's true. That is true. So. But in this division, who knows?
Absolutely.
We might have another 6-win champion of this division.
Yeah, you're right.
The Vikings at 9 wins.
Well, because my brother's a Vikings fan, and I hate the Vikings because they're in NFC North, I'm going under.
Although I think the Vikings
are going to be a decent team. I'm going to go under.
I'm also going to go under. I just don't believe in Kirk Cousins, and there's nothing really more to it. The Steelers at 8.5 wins.
I'm going over. I think this is Roethlisberger's swan song. He wants to go out in a blaze of glory. They won 12 games last year, so I'm going to take the over with them.
I'm also taking the over, and their offense. People forget that they started the year off undefeated for, I believe it was the first 11 weeks of the season.
Yep.
And that was with no running game.
You add
Najee Harris to that backfield. That's going to make them a lot better. I'm taking the over with the Steelers also. The Cardinals at 8.5 wins.
Oh, man. That's a tough team to figure out. They got a chance to do some great things. You know what? Just because it's Arizona, I love the Arizona weather. Kyler Murray is an exciting young quarterback. I'm going to go over. What the heck? I'll take the over in that one.
I think they go just over. I think they're going to be around the 9-10 win area.
They're going to upset a lot of apple carts this year.
Yes. I'm not sure if they're going to be in the playoffs. Kind of like last year. They're going to be just on the outside of the playoffs again this year. Washington at 8.5 wins.
I know a lot of people are snickering at Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback in that team, but I'm going to go over. I'm going to go based on the strength of their defense. I'm going to go over for Washington.
I'm going to go under. I think they get around 7 or 8 wins. Okay. I don't believe in Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm not falling for this again.
Okay, all right.
Broncos at 8.5 wins.
That's an interesting team, man. They want to play physical ball. I'm right there in the fence with the Broncos. I'm stuck at 8.5. So if they get over, I'm going to say the over. If they get 9 wins, that's a good season for them.
Okay, so you're betting on the best case scenario for the Broncos. I don't trust Teddy Bridgewater. I'm going under on that. After watching him with the Panthers offense last year, it was just hard to watch. And they had 2 good receivers. You have DJ Moore. You had Curtis Samuel last year.
Yeah, but Denver's loaded with pass catchers, man.
That's true.
They are loaded.
That's true.
So I'm going to give them 9.
All right. I'm going to go. I think they're going to be, again, around 7 or 8 wins.
Okay.
The Bears at 7.5 wins.
Ooh, Bears, let's see. Right now they're committed to Andy Dalton. Ooh, 7.5 wins for the Bears. I'm going to take the under. Under on the Bears.
I'm going to take the under also, and just under, because I think they are going to make the switch to Justin Fields, and I think he will have some success. Side question for you. Do you think, or how many games do you think it's going to take for Justin Fields to see the field?
Oh, 6 or 7, maybe. Okay. If Andy Dalton struggles, 6 or 7 games.
I'm going to give him 4 games.
Okay, all right.
4 games.
All right.
Panthers at 7.5 wins.
Under. I like Matt Rhule as a coach. He's a great guy, good coach, a very innovative coach. I don't think they have all the pieces yet for what Matt Rhule wants to do, so I'm going to say under.
Yeah, I think this is another retooling year, and we don't know what we're going to get from Sam Darnold yet.
Right.
I'm going 7.5 wins also. Falcons at 7.5.
Falcons, I'm going to say under. A rebuilding year, new head coach, new direction. I'll go under for the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm going to go over. I think offense is going to be better than people expect. I love Kyle Pitts. I love Calvin Ridley. Russell Gage is a solid wide receiver. I'm going to take the over on the Falcons this year. Raiders at 7 wins.
Raiders is another team like the Chargers. Just when you think they're going to do great things, all of a sudden they bottom out. I'm not a big fan of Derek Carr in big game situations. And obviously Mike Mayock, who's a general manager, could be in trouble if they don't do something with all the tools that he's had, especially high draft picks over the last few years. I'm going to say over. Slightly over.
Over.
Slightly over.
On the Raiders. I'm going to go even. I'm going with the 7 wins. I think that's where.
That's like 3 or 4 times you've gone even. That's taking the chicken way out.
I
only did 2.
You've gone 3 times even.
Hey, who's counting? Anyway, who's counting?
Hey, we have record. But we have the Giants next also at 7 wins.
Under. They are loaded on offense. Their defense is not as bad as people could think. But, you know, they have issues along the offensive line. Daniel Jones, a lot of pressure on them this year. And they went out and got they really enhanced their passing game with the weapons they brought in. Saquon's back. To what degree, we don't know. But I'm going to say under with the Giants.
I'm going to say over. Because I think Saquon's going to be healthy this year.
Okay, we're going to see.
I'm also hoping. I do have him in fantasy.
I hope he's healthy. Yeah, I knew you. I knew there was some ulterior motive for you.
Of course.
I hope he's healthy just because I think he's a phenomenal running back, and I just love watching good running backs in the National Football League. But I still don't trust the Giants overall.
Oh, yeah, I don't either. But I think they just get over. I think they're around the 8 win mark.
Right.
Jaguars is 6.5.
Trevor Lawrence, I think this kid is going to be phenomenal, but I don't think the Jags have it right now, so I'm going to say under 6. I think, you know, he's hitting the ground running as a starting quarterback for Jacksonville. They got rid of Gardner Minshew, but I think he's going to go through some growing pains at this level. I'm going to say under 6.5.
All right. I think I'm going to go under also, and it's going to be just under. I think they get around 6 wins this year.
Okay.
The Bengals at 6.5 wins.
Whoa. If Joe Burrow stays healthy, I love watching that kid play. I'm going to go slightly over. I think they're going to win 7 or 8 games.
All right.
I really do. I just love watching that kid.
Oh, Joe Burrow is a lot of fun to watch. We saw him early last year. He almost pulled it out against the Eagles on that tie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under, though, with the Bengals. I love watching Joe Burrow play, but that offensive line hasn't gotten better at all. That's going to be hard to run the ball with that offensive line.
Yep.
So we'll see. I root for Joe Burrow, but I don't see them getting over 6.5.
Okay.
Next, we have the Eagles at 6.5 wins.
I'm going to say over only because I think they'll win 6 or 7, and I don't want to be like you and just say push. So I'm going to say slightly over. A lot of people think they're going to be like 4-13 and 5-12. I think they have the capability of – they're not going to run the division. You know, I think they're going to split with one of the teams in the division. You know, I don't know which one, but I think the other two teams are going to win both ends of the meetings. But then, you know, you look at the schedule. This schedule is brutal. But I think whether it's Jalen Hurts or Gardner Minshew somewhere down the road, I think they're gonna be able to win 7 games at the most.
I'm also taking the over.
That's because you're a homer.
I believe in Jalen Hurts.
You're a homer. That's all.
I think they're going to be around the 8-win mark, 8 or 9 wins, around 500, because you can't actually be at 500 with 17 games. But I think the Eagles will be around middle of the pack this year.
Okay.
Jets at 6 wins.
Under. I love Joe Douglas. I love how he tries to build a team, but I don't think they're there yet. They've made some strategic moves this offseason, but I'm not buying the Jets just yet.
I think I'm also going to go under with the Jets. I do like a lot of the pieces they have, and I like Robert Saleh as the coach, but not yet for this team. I think next year, the year after, we'll start to see an improvement. Lions at 4.5 wins.
Over. I think they're going to win more than that with Jared Goff. Not many more, but I think they can go over that. That's embarrassing for the Lions to be at 4.5.
I'm taking the under with the Lions. I think they could be the worst team in the NFL this
year.
Ooh,
okay.
You take Jared Goff, who had a hard time winning games with the Los Angeles Rams roster,
right,
which is much better than the Lions roster.
True.
And you throw him to Detroit. I just don't believe in him.
Threw him to the Lions.
Yeah,
pun intended.
Yes, literally. So I'm gonna take the under with the Lions. And last, we have the Texans at 4 wins.
Oh my goodness, what a mess! I feel bad for David Culley. I know David Culley is a good man in a bad situation. Tyrod Taylor's your starting quarterback down there. You know, what did you say? 4.5 wins?
Just 4.
4 wins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a push for me. That's a push.
You're taking the 4 wins.
Yeah, I'm taking the 4 wins.
I'm also taking the 4 wins.
I knew you would.
This is rough.
I knew it.
It's going to be a rough season for the Texans.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it is.
Deshaun Watson was having a hard time getting wins last year.
I know.
With that supporting cast, and you put Tyrod Taylor in that position.
Absolutely.
I don't believe in the Texans this year.
All right. So now we get to the matter at hand, which, of course, is the first week of the 2021 NFL season. 16 matchups on the slate. The first game on the slate is on Thursday night. And this is an interesting matchup. Dallas at Tampa Bay?
Yes, sir. We have the Bucs at an 8.5 point favorite.
8.5? Out of the gate?
Out of the gate in Tampa.
Well, you have the defending Super Bowl champions. They got all 22 starters back. I don't know how they did that, but they got all the free agents back, so they have all 22 starters back. Dak Prescott coming off that surgically repaired ankle. Dallas has all the weapons in the world to match Tampa Bay point for point. The big difference for me is defensive play. Dallas had one of the worst defenses in the league last year. Tampa Bay had one of the best defenses in the league last year. I think Tampa Bay covers that spread.
Yeah, I think this is good. This is a rough spot for the Cowboys. I'm taking the Bucs here also. They're also going to cover the spread. Mike Evans quoted, I believe, yesterday, saying that their offense is miles ahead of where they were last year. And that's a scary idea for a team that just won
right,
the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I'm taking the Bucs here also. Rough first week matchup for the Cowboys.
Okay. But, all right.
Next, we have Eagles, our own Eagles at the Falcons. The Falcons are 3-point favorites.
3-point favorites, basically, because they're at home. Interesting matchup here. You have two rookie head coaches. Did you know that this is the first year an Eagles rookie head coach will face another rookie head coach in a season opener for the first time since 1973? The intriguing thing about this matchup is neither team showed much of anything in the preseason. Neither team played many starters in the preseason as well. But I had Hugh Douglas on my Gun on One podcast this week, and there's something that just continues to resonate in my ear when he compared to quarterback play. He said, basically, Jalen Hurts has 4 games of experience under his belt. Look at how long Matt Ryan's been in the league, and Matt Ryan can read where blitzes is coming from a lot faster than Jalen Hurts. He also said their new defensive coordinator down in Atlanta, Dean Pease, who was retired for a couple of years but is well-respected around the league, will be bringing the house from all different directions. So based on the quarterback play alone, and because the Falcons have this one at home, and obviously, you know, Falcons rebuilding just like the Eagles, but I'm going to lean toward the Falcons in this one.
So there's a lot of question marks around this matchup. Because of that, I'm going to take my team.
Of course you are.
I'm taking the Eagles here, and I'm not very confident in that pick. Who knows what we're going to get with Jalen Hurts. I mean,
this team
is going to go as far as Jalen Hurts takes them this year. But let's have some fun this week. I'm going to take the Eagles here. Next, we have the Steelers at the Bills, which could end up being the best game of the weekend.
What a great matchup.
The Bills are 6.5 point favorites in Buffalo.
let's see, Steelers won their division last year. Buffalo won their division last year. Two good defensive teams, two teams that like to play a physical style of football. I think this kid, Josh Allen, is an MVP candidate. I really do. And I just like where Buffalo's going. And I think coming out of the gate, because this one's at home, Buffalo gets my slight edge here.
Yeah, I'm also going to take Buffalo because they're at home. Buffalo is a tough place to play in. Those fans are crazy. They're going to have fans. So I'm also going to take Buffalo here, although it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a lot of offense in that game, I think.
I agree.
All right, then now we have the Vikings at the Bengals. The Vikings are the three-point favorite in Cincinnati.
Unfortunately, I'm going to take the Vikings in a road game here, only because, you know, I'm not a big Kirk Cousins fan, but I do think the Vikings have the offense that Cincinnati's defense won't be able to contend with. I love Joe Burrow, but he's coming back off of a surgically repaired knee, tore his knee up last year. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. Obviously, the first week, you don't know what is and what isn't because everybody's been so vanilla in the preseason. But I like the Vikings in a road in this game.
Yeah, I also am going to take the Vikings here. And like you said, everybody's been so vanilla with the preseason. We don't know how good Joe Burrow is going to be with all these new receivers.
Right, right.
With Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. And he's coming off the ACL. So I'm also going to take the Vikings here. But it's good. I'm looking forward to watching this game, though. I want to see what that Bengals offense looks like. The 49ers at the Lions. The Niners are 7.5-point favorites in Detroit.
Wait, did you say the Lions are favorite?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, not the Lions. The 49ers.
I was going to say, wait a minute. What? All right, so this to me is like David versus Goliath in biblical terms. If the 49ers defense had been healthy last year, I thought the 49ers were a definite Super Bowl contender. Their defense was decimated by injuries last year. They're healthy this year coming out of the gate. Detroit, new quarterback, new direction. You know what? This could get ugly in a hurry because I think the 49ers defense is just going to pummel Detroit's offense. So I'm taking the 49ers in a landslide in this one.
I'm also taking the Niners, and I'm not a big Niners fan this year, but Jared Goff has shown that he can kind of have a little bit of a deer in the headlights look when he's facing a good defense. So I'm also going to take the Niners here. And I'm going to give them I'll take them with the points, 7.5 points. The Cardinals at the Titans.
Good, another good matchup on the first week of the NFL season. Arizona is an exciting team. They're fun to watch. I don't know if they've improved much, but I do know one thing. I do love this Tennessee team. They are rugged and physical on both sides of the football. And so I'm going to take Tennessee at home in this game.
I'm also going to take Tennessee at home, and they're the 3-point favorite, so I'm going to pick them to cover that as well. The Titans are going to be a fun team to watch this year.
Right.
You have Derrick Henry, and now you can't load the box with him anymore.
No,
you have to worry about
Julio on the outside. Oh, my goodness.
AJ Brown is on the outside. They're going to be a really fun team to watch, so I'm also going to take the Titans. Next, we have the Seahawks at the Colts. The Seahawks are 2.5-point favorites in Indianapolis.
I may vote against Indianapolis all season long just because of that guy named Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, you know, this guy can't stay off of the IR list. I mean, he had foot surgery during training camp. Then he was on a COVID list. His top receiver, T.Y. Hilton, could be out for 5 or 6 weeks. Seattle, you got Russell Wilson. A lot of concern about Seattle cornerbacks. It's been a revolving door of cornerbacks this offseason. But because it's Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson is known for pulling out big games in crucial situations, I'm going to take the savvy Russell Wilson and the Seahawks on the road there.
Yeah, if for nothing else, Russell Wilson always comes out the gate firing every season.
Yep.
So I'm taking the Seahawks here too. The Colts just have, there's just too much going on.
Right.
There's so many distractions. I'm taking the Seahawks here. I'm pretty confident they're gonna cover that 2.5 points also. The Chargers at the Washington football team. The Chargers are 1-point favorites in Washington.
Another intriguing matchup. Justin Herbert, West coming east against that Washington defense. We know who's quarterback in Washington, Ryan Fitzpatrick. This might be my hunch of the week. I'm taking Washington at home.
Wow, yep.
I'm taking Washington at home in this game.
I am not going with you there. I'm going with the Chargers. As I said earlier, I really like this Chargers team. You finally got a healthy Derwin James in that defense also. Hopefully he can stay healthy throughout the season. You have a good running game with Austin Eckler, and you have Justin Herbert as coming in the second year. I'm going to go with the Chargers here as well.
Okay.
Sorry, not as well. You take Washington.
Yep.
The Jets at the Panthers. The Panthers are 5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Panthers at home. I think Matt Rhule has just enough. The Jets are still in a transitional period. They're still adding a lot of stuff. They're trying to get their feet on solid ground. I do love that Coach is a defensive-minded coach. I love their head coach in Robert Saleh. But I just think Matt Rhule right now has the advantage being having this one in their backyard. And with Christian McCaffrey on the field, you know, he's going to light it up. So I'm going to take them at home.
This is my hunch of the week.
Uh-oh, taking the Jets.
I'm going with the Jets here. I just really don't like this Panthers team. I don't know what it is. I love Christian McCaffrey. Hopefully he can stay healthy throughout this year.
Hey, wait a minute. Were you born in New York?
I was not born in New York.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking here.
I just missed it, but I wasn't born in New York. But no, I think I like this Zach Wilson kid. And I like what we saw out of him in the preseason. I know you're supposed to take that with a grain of salt.
Right.
But he looks comfortable out there. So I think I'm going to go with the Jets here. And like I said earlier, I love the new head coach. I'm going with the Jets. I feel pretty good about that one.
Okay.
The Jaguars at the Texans. The Jaguars are 3-point favorites in Houston.
This is the battle of what should be bottom feeders in the AFC. Houston is a mess right now. Like I said before, I feel bad for David Culley. I've known David for a long time. Good man. Good, solid man. He's in a bad situation. Hopefully he can turn around, but not this year until they iron out their quarterback situation. I'm not taking any team to start in Tyrod Taylor. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. And I don't think he has enough weapons around him to get it done. Trevor Lawrence, a rookie quarterback, I think the kid's going to be phenomenal. He's going to ride that proverbial roller coaster this season. But there's a reason why he's starting down in Jacksonville. I watched him a couple of times in preseason. And obviously preseason's obviously vanilla, so you don't see everything that's going to come at him. But I think this is the perfect game for him to get his feet wet because Houston is a team searching for an identity. I think Jacksonville ekes this one out.
For every reason you just said, I'm also going with the Jaguars. I can't trust Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
We saw last year with the Chargers, and this year it's going to be with the Texans. It's just a rough situation for him to be in. I'm also going with the Jaguars. Next, we have probably the game of the week. I said Bills, Steelers.
You already said game of the week. You can't say it twice.
I forgot that this game was happening. We have the Browns at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 6-point favorites.
Chiefs are 6-point favorites. Okay, let's see. I do think, let me go on record right now saying that I do believe Cleveland is a solid playoff team. If they stay healthy, they're gonna be a playoff team. But you got to open the season in Kansas City in Andy Reid's house with Patrick Mahomes on the other side. I can't pick against them. I got to go with the Chiefs, and I'm with the Chiefs with the points. What, 6.5 points?
6 points.
6 points? I'm going to take the Chiefs with the points.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm not taking the points, though, because I think the Browns are going to slow this game down. They're going to run the ball. They're going to take the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands for a lot of the game. But I think the Chiefs end up winning it, but it'll be a close game, similar to the championship game last year.
I think Baker Mayfield commits 2 turnovers in this game, and that's going to be the deciding factor in this game.
All right. I'll keep note of that. I'll see,
yeah,
see
if that put that down. Put a note on there.
All right. Next, we have the Dolphins at the Patriots. The Patriots are 3-point favorites in New England.
Goodbye, Cam Newton. Hello, Mac Jones. If Bill Belichick is starting a rookie quarterback, it's for a reason. Say what you want to say about Bill Belichick's last season when they tried to go with Cam, it didn't work. I'm not a big Cam Newton fan, never have been. I think he's a phenomenal athlete, but I never thought he was a phenomenal quarterback. And don't tell me, yeah, he won an MVP once. So what? He won it on running, on rushing yards a year. He had over 1,000 yards rushing. I think he won it on that more so than passing. So with that said, listen closely. Even though Stephon Gilmore is out for a while. No, wait, Stephon Gilmore, he's in Buffalo. What am I thinking?
Stephon Gilmore is in...
No, he's in New England.
Him, yep.
Even though he's out for a while, I'm taking the Patriots at home.
Yeah, I think it's funny with the Patriots. Every year I'm watching Red Zone, I feel like they just check in on the Patriots every like 40 minutes and they're just up another touchdown on week one. They just handle business every week one. I'm going with the Patriots here too.
Okay.
I have problems with the Dolphins, as I said earlier. I'm not sure about Tua. I hope he can pull it together. I liked him when he was in Alabama, but I just don't know about him in the NFL. The Packers at the Saints.
You already know who I'm picking. You already know. I'm not picking Jameis Winston against Green Bay's defense. I'm not going to do it. Although the Saints do have a pretty good defense. I will say that. They have a great running game. I think it's going to be an entertaining game, but Aaron Rodgers is happy now because his voice is being heard in Green Bay. He's not pouting anymore, and he got his buddy Randall Cobb back to be the slot receiver, and this game's being played in Jacksonville, obviously, because of the aftermath of Hurricane Ida down in New Orleans. And the Saints basically have been training in Dallas and will be for the next month because of all the damage done down in New Orleans. So, you know, New Orleans is a team without a home right now, and they're going to start the season 0-1 against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a big fan of the Saints this year. Packers, I mean, you bring back Aaron Rodgers, they're gonna win this game. They're going to take the points, too. They're the four-point favorite. Yeah, there's nothing really to think about here. The Packers are just a better overall team and in a better position overall. Yep. The Broncos at the Giants. The Broncos are 3-point favorites in New York.
Broncos a favorite. Wow. Let's see. Teddy Bridgewater versus Daniel Jones. Interesting. All right, listen closely. I'm taking the Giants at home in this one. I like the Giants at home in this particular matchup. If it was played in Denver, I'd probably take Denver. But because it's being played in New York, and I want to see these weapons the Giants have executing an offensive game plan, and the Giants' defense is not too shabby, I'm going to take the Giants at home in this one.
I'm also going to take the Giants at home here. I don't trust Teddy Bridgewater. Like I said earlier, it was hard watching him play for the Panthers last year. I don't love this Broncos roster. Their defense, however, is going to be very good. I just don't trust their offense. Next, the Sunday night game, we have the Bears at the Rams. The Rams are 7.5-point favorites.
I think that's a fair spread, and I'm going to take the Rams. You know, Andy Dalton in running the Bears offense until further notice, not buying it. I think Andy Dalton is one of those quarterbacks. He's always known for putting up big yards, but he doesn't put up the big wins. And he's going up against a Rams defense that was the number one defense in the league last year. You know, and now you got Matthew Stafford running the offense, and you know, Matthew Stafford's another quarterback, puts up big numbers, but never has won many big games. But I think he shines brightly in the Sunday night game at home for the Rams.
This is a tough spot for Andy Dalton. To start off the year, you're already trying to prove yourself because you have Justin Fields right behind you, and you have to go up against this defense. You have to play against Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey week one under the lights in LA. I'm taking the Rams. I'm taking them to cover the spread and 7.5 points. I think it's going to be over pretty early on Sunday night. And for the last game of the week, we have the Ravens at the Raiders. The Ravens are 4.5-point favorites.
Wow, Ravens lost two primary running backs for the season already, and the season hasn't started. They signed Le'Veon Bell. Based on the strength of Lamar Jackson and that defense, that opportunistic defense, I'm going to take the Ravens on the road here.
Yeah, I'm also taking the Ravens here. We both don't really like what the Raiders have going on.
Nah.
I am excited to see what this new Vegas stadium looks like with fans in it.
I am too, yeah.
I'm assuming we're going to get fans. I'm pretty sure we're getting fans to start the year. But I'm looking forward. That's a very nice stadium. And last year we had it all year without any fans. So I'm taking the Ravens here, covering the spread of 4.5 points.
All right, so there you have it. All the week one picks of the 2021 NFL season. Can't wait to sit here next week to gloat about winning. I'm just that confident. And Daniel has that smirk on his face like, oh yeah, we'll see. We'll see how you do next week. So until next week, for Daniel Shabazi and I'm Derek Gunn. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us here on Jumping the Gun. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.